It's us.
Hi.
We're the podcasters.
It's us. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Sam.
We're the Sibs. And you're listening to Swift and Swigs with Sibs.
That's right. This is the podcast where a brother and a sister discuss two of their favorite things, Taylor Swift and cocktails.
Every episode, we will choose a song from Taylor Swift's 200-plus song catalog. We'll each pair a cocktail with that song, and then we will break down our favorite musical mixology moments. Hey, Sam, are we ready for it?
I think we are. Hello, everybody. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
We meet again. And I think we've decided that this is episode 55. I'm scratching my head on that because we have been like pre-recording episodes, and some of the episodes we pre-recorded have skipped other episodes. I think it's episode 55.
55 is a great number.
I do like a double five. I like a five. Also, this is the first episode you and I are recording in the new year of 2024. I also love an even number. I don't like a 13 quite as much as Taylor does because it's like the odd numbers don't quite do it for me. I love an even number unless it's a 5. So, I mean, I'm going off on a tangent about numbers.
This is so it's nearly as exciting as talking about the weather. I mean,
I think we've lost all of our listeners by this point. Swiggies, are you still with us? If so, can I get a clink clink? Because we won't hear you.
Clink clink. Sam, I need you to tell me what is going on in the Taylor T world, or is it just as quiet for you over there as it is for me?
I don't really have any Taylor T.
I have removed myself from the social medias for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, is that like your New Year's res?
No, it's usually what I do around the holidays. Sometimes I do it through January for a while. Like, it just takes me a while. Like, I need a slow runway from all the hubbub, and the internet kind of stresses me out. So I just rely on you to text me when like something really big has happened. You haven't texted me.
I got a text from your husband on New Year's Eve saying that you didn't have your phone on you. And he said to text him if anything Taylor Swift related happened on New Year's Eve, because there was a little bit of clowning going on that because it was New Year's Day, Taylor was going to either announce or drop Rep TV. Mm-hmm. How many times have we clowned about Reputation and Taylor's version at this point? Muchas veces.
Well, it's going to be like the girl who cried snake, right? Like, it's getting to that point.
Except that Taylor hasn't...
She herself has said nothing.
She really hasn't said anything. And Taylor Nation, I mean, there's been some Easter eggs, but it's just, I think we all know that Reputation, Taylor's version, is for sure next. And that's what those Easter eggs mean, that it's next. Mm-hmm, but going back to, I want to say was when we did the Fearless episode, flashback to Fearless.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I want to say that was the episode when we discussed the 112 day theory. And I still hold true that theory means something to Taylor, that it's legitimate, which would mean that February 16th is the next thing that something is going to happen.
Okay.
So I still think we're going to get...
I can get a side for that.
We're gonna wait for that. And that's coming up. That's like a month away. And
it'll be here before we know
it. But until then, Rachel, no, there's really not a lot going on at the moment. And that's refreshing, right? I think that's refreshing for us. Probably really refreshing for Taylor. I've seen some discord about maybe Taylor in preparation for the next leg of the Eras Tour, which is weeks away in Japan, in Tokyo, that she is maybe rehearsing because she's changing the set. She's changing choreography.
Really?
Wouldn't that be cool? Because she's already given us the Eras Tour in theaters. So what if she did something that would make us want to all go see it again if it was different?
Oh my gosh.
But that just sounds so exhausting for her. So I don't know if she's really planning something.
Exhausting, and yet she is always on her creative game, right? Like, that's just like, she's mentioned that herself, it keeps her alive. Now, she's got a lot else going on, a lot of other things to do. She's got albums to write. She's got... yeah.
She's got to practice her jazz voice, which I'm hoping is her next genre she goes into is jazz. After hearing Christmas Tree Farm old-timey version.
There you go.
I can't let that go.
No, no.
But we did see her on New Year's Eve at the Chiefs game. We did see her on Christmas Day at the Chiefs game. I mean, she's still out and about with Travis and, you know, that whole scene for her. So good for her. I just hope that she's happy, whatever she's doing. Hope she's happy.
We'll just have to wait and see what happens with the next Eras Tour. I'm excited about that.
So, yeah, not only do I not have any Taylor T, I don't have any Swift and Swigs with Sibs announcements. We don't have any new country alerts. We still don't have any reviews to read on Apple Podcasts. Come on, guys, please. What I do know is I can see our, I forget what they call them, analytics. And it does tell us the platform that people listen to us on. And it is a vast majority people listen to us on Apple Podcasts. So.
Okay, well, then this should be easy.
We know you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts. And all we're asking is a little 5-star review with a sentence or two, or maybe 13, letting us know and letting anybody who stumbles on our podcast, letting them know how fun we are. Is that that was a little presumptuous.
I feel like this is I feel like this is a great time, Sam, to plug all of our social media outlets just before.
I think we should start doing that before the episode, Rach. I think all the podcasts I listen to, they do their plugging beforehand.
They do their plugging. We get right into it because we can't wait to talk to each other. But let's get the Swiggies before they we get into this episode. Let them know where they can find us so they can be finding us while we're chatting.
Well, if you have been living in a pineapple under the sea this whole time, what I'm going to tell you is that you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Swift and Swigs Podcast. We have a lot of fun on our social media pages. Rachel and I put a good amount of work into the video creation of our cocktails. And sometimes we put on clips of our live recording because we do video record these chats, right, Rachel? But we don't always...
I mean, we look good.
Speak for yourself, I guess. I just got off the slopes skiing, so I'm a little, like...
Oh, you so fancy.
You can hear my snow pants swishing. I wouldn't say I look so fancy or whatever you said, that we look good. Anyways, whatever. I digress. Follow us there. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And subscribe to us on Spotify. Email us. There's still no emails in our inbox, Rachel. I don't know what I want y'all to email us about, but I check it right before we record every episode. I check our inbox just to see. Maybe somebody had just said hi.
That's cute.
Maybe you could email us. It's swiftandswigspodcast@gmail.com. You can email us if you have a recommendation for what song we should cover. We've only taken like one person's recommendation so far. So
that's not true. I take my kids' recommendations all the time.
Well, they don't count because you could just say no to them. But I don't think we will say no to you, Swiggies, the listeners, because you're the reason that we continue to do this. Rachel and I are definitely doing this for ourselves, but knowing that there is an audience, we know you're listening. We want to hear from you, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. So. We want you to feel like you're a part of this community and you can chime in at any time. I do have one review that I received verbally from a certain 11-year-old in my house. I was making the kids listen to the podcast last week as I was driving around, and the car was really quiet. I was like super surprised. And we like got into our stop, and Caroline goes, "You know, I should start listening to your podcast. It's really good."
Yeah. Welcome to episode 55, Caroline.
So that was great. Then we got a little bit further in, and she's like, "Wait, do you talk about every lyric?"
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Because I watch Swifties on the internet, and I listen to other Swiftie podcasts, and they kind of skirt over several lyrics. You know, they kind of cut to the chase sometimes. We don't do that. And I like that we don't do that, sis.
No, every word matters to us, and we know every word matters to Taylor. And so we try to take it really seriously. And you know what's great? Like, you can listen to us on fast forward. I've done it before, and we sound adorable.
Oh, like, yeah. You could like put on like 1.5 or 2x.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll get the same great content at twice the speed, and you can really.
How does it sound when we attempt to?
55 is a lot.
Sing a song. How does that sound when it's on 2x?
Oh, it sounds great. It sounds really great.
Well, thanks for the feedback, Caroline. All right.
I think that is, yeah, thanks a lot, Caroline. Just chime in, Swiggies, whenever you can. And Sam, let's just go into some new shit. Have you been listening to any new shit? I'm doing good. I'm on some
new shit. Yes, I have. It's funny because I listen to new shit all the time. Like every week, Rachel, I listen to whether it's like familiar music I've heard before or new stuff. And I always make a mental note to bring this up on our podcast for new shit. And then the day of, I just forget everything. So I scramble. And that's what I did this morning. And it just so happened that I was listening to the radio as I was driving to go skiing. And a song came on the radio that I've been hearing. I've been hearing, but I haven't really paid attention to it. I've heard it on the internet and TikTok as well. So I decided to look it up, and that's my new shit this week. It's Teddy Swims. The song in particular is Lose Control. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? What I like about it is his voice. It's very soulful. He almost sounds like R&B and soulful, but then I started to listen to the rest of his discography. There's a lot of like pop influenced and clubby kind of songs on there too, and a little bit of country. So Teddy Swims is all over the place, and that's his stage name. His real name is something completely different. It's irrelevant. So Teddy Swims' song Lose Control is my new shit this week. And yeah, he's got a great voice.
All right, I know I've heard of the artist. I'm going to look into it. Mm-hmm. Okay, my new shit comes from our dear cousin, Fran.
Oh, is this the playlist?
Uh-huh. I
wondered if you would choose a song.
I did. From this. So Sam and I received what's called the stocking mix in our Christmas stocking from our cousin, Fran. The stocking mix actually used to be a legitimate burned CD that Fran would make for all of us. And she
would put it in our stockings.
She would literally put it in our stockings, but I didn't always receive one. I'm just going to say, I did not always receive one. And one year I complained, like, big time.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't know you cared." I'm like, "I do care. I really care. I listen to no music. The only music I ever listen to is from you, Fran. And I will never forget because I learned." She finally made me one, and it was 2014 or something.
Oh, that was a good one. I remember.
And I listened to that thing over and over. I took every single artist and I listened to all of their work. Like, I really, this is the era. This is like when I should have been listening to 1989 and I was not. I was listening to whatever Fran told me to listen to.
True. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I was really excited. So I'm choosing a song that I've just been really loving on the album that I know the artist. It's Bree Kennedy. I've actually learned of her from Fran before. One of the great songs that she introduced me to is called Whirlwind. and that's a fall version. This like this song is called Jealous of Birds. There's a magic in the way that we move. Always having to make a decision to stay. I have to face it all cause I've been running for two. I'm jealous of birds cause down here it hurts. But I think I'll stay. It's so great, and it's she has just this like really kind of like delicate but deep voice, I feel like really rich voice. And this song in particular, like she just gets at emotions that seem to just like find me. So this particular song is just like about like being jealous that birds can just like fly away from it all.
Yeah.
Instead, like she's stuck dealing with the mess, and like that's so relatable, but like she's like, but I'm gonna, you know, do it anyway or whatever it is. I'm misquoting it, but it's a great song. I kind of needed to listen to it right now. I just like in a moment when sometimes I just feel like I want to fly away from it all, like no, it's, but I'm not, and I can stay.
I feel that. I feel that deep in the core. Great choice, sis.
All right, I am ready for some swigging. Mom, how about you?
Yes.
Wait.
Ma'am.
False information. We still need to introduce the song that we're doing before we start swigging. It's like we haven't been doing this for a year, and I don't know our routine.
I'm glad that I was right there with you, Rachel. I wasn't the one to call you out. You called yourself out. I was ready to start swigging because I always
you, am. My sir, need to give this introduction since this is a song you chose for this week. Sam,
okay,
what song are we swifting this week?
Yeah, I'm so excited for this one because I, as I mentioned in last week's episode, I've been wanting to go back into Fearless. It's been far too long. It's one of Taylor Swift's like original country albums. Fearless is my favorite, and there are, if you especially consider Taylor's version, so many songs that we need to touch upon, and you know. I think there are some really deep songs on Fearless. There are some, you know, classic favorites on Fearless. The one that I chose is one that's been a favorite of mine, and that would be Jump Then Fall. I really love this song because of its energy and its sound, more so than the lyrics, but the lyrics are good because they give Taylor a voice that we don't often hear, where she's sort of in control, I feel, in this song. And so I just thought it would be a fun one to do, since oftentimes we're covering songs where Taylor's heartbroken or vulnerable, and this time I feel like it's a little different. And so that's the reason I wanted to jump then fall with you, Rachel.
Love that analysis. See, this is why I really love doing this. I never would have thought twice about that song. Like, it's fine, whatever. It definitely would have moved on. I don't have a lot of emotional connection to very many songs on Fearless at all. So I've been really excited for this album in particular. Anytime you can pick a song, which this is the first one you've picked.
Off of Fearless, so, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I've chosen ones for you, knowing you like them, like Hey Steven.
Very true.
So I'm really excited to break into it. You've already opened up my eyes, and we haven't even started talking about it. So this is great.
Great.
Would you like to lead into what you're swigging on?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, oftentimes, I think you would agree, Rachel, we try to find lyrical connections, or we make lyrical connections to our cocktails. Some of the things I'm looking for in the lyrics when I'm trying to create a cocktail inspired by those lyrics are references to actual ingredients, whether it's like a food or something. And I struggled with that one. She does sing the word honey. I didn't use honey in my cocktail, but that was the only thing I could think of.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, you know, I thought of the spirit of the song and the message of the song, and I tried to incorporate that. I didn't do those things, Rachel. What I
That's
did,
great.
What I did was I recreated a lemon drop because it's like falling, you're dropping. That's where I went with that.
I see. That's adorable. That's great. I love it. I love it.
So I'm going to call my cocktail Lemon Drop Then Fall. And a lemon drop is a classic cocktail made with vodka, lemon juice, orange liqueur, and simple syrup with a sugar rim. We all know I don't like vodka. Mm-hmm. There is one lyric that I did pull in, and that is shine. So I mm-hmm. used moonshine. So I used a clear whiskey. You're okay. giggling like you did this too. I know that yeah. face, Rachel. So I used moonshine in here, and it's got the lemon juice, a little bit of orange liqueur, the simple syrup. I added cayenne pepper because I think
that's a
fun way to do it. Sure, why not? I don't have a connection to the song. Maybe because Taylor is the confident one in this song, maybe that gives her a little bit of spice. Say that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. And it's got a sugar rim,
okay.
and it's quite delicious. Lemon drop then fall, Rachel. Clink clink.
Lemon drop then fall. Clink clink. I love it. Yes, Sam, you are right. I am giggling. I too was looking through the lyrics, and the only thing that stood out to me was shine, and I immediately thought moonshine.
Yes, great.
Love so. It. So I made the moonshine for you.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to make a cocktail with like a moonshine. I had to like look it up. Like, wait, what is moonshine? It's actually like often like a clear whiskey.
It's yes.
Or it could be like a really strong vodka. Whatever it is, like Everclear or something mm-hmm. like that. Like it's something that's like corn based usually.
Yes.
Now, I'm also, which the thing about moonshine is like really, really strong. And
mine isn't, by the way. It's yeah. mine's proofed down to like okay. about 100. But you're right. Oh, okay. Traditionally, the concept of moonshine is like often 130 proof or higher.
Yeah. It's really strong. And what's funny is like, this is January for me. This is early January. Now, I am not doing dry January, but I yeah. am kind of pulling back mm-hmm. and trying to do a damp January. Damp.
We're not saying moist January.
No, nope, nope. And I was like, dang, I do not want to throw some moonshine into this like cocktail and just yeah. like load it up. So, but my idea of moonshine is something that like tastes kind of like I wanted something strong and interesting. I didn't want to use like tequila or vodka. And I remembered I have some non-alcoholic gin kind of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm this is the opposite of moonshine, but to me it like has this like, I don't know, herbal witchy, I made it in my bathtub kind of flavor, mm-hmm. which makes me think of moonshine. Okay. All that to say, moonshine would be fantastic in this cocktail, but so would a sober drinking gin or vodka or whatever you find out there, anything clear. And I think it's going to be really nice and refreshing. So I was going with some like winter flavors, and I had a bunch of grapefruits on my counter that were going bad. So grapefruit juice is the strongest flavor in this cocktail. There's a lot of it. And then to kind of tone down a little bit the bitterness of the alcohol and the juice, I added just a little bit of honey syrup mm-hmm. because of the line in the song.
Yeah.
Holy cow, what's going on? Was that a mooing or is that the tornado siren?
Sorry about that. I think Bob's doing a little bit of construction work down in the basement.
Oh my gosh, wow. That was construction? That's not construction. That's not your tornado siren?
No, it's like a saw. I don't know what it he's legit working on. It
sounds like a cow or a tornado
I know, it really does. Okay, we'll just have to work around that. Sorry.
That was great.
Where did you leave
it? Okay, so anyway, you mix it all up and you get and you put it in a little jar because it's moonshine. Or
that's
not
what I've
moonshine.
Got too. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks the same. All right. Moonshine for you. Clink, clink.
Lemon drop, then fall for you.
Then fall clink, for clink. You.
Well, let's get into breaking down this song. We're going to discuss the spirit of the song, the musical mixology of the song, and then Taylor with a twist, the lyrics of this song. Let's start with the spirit. Oftentimes we like to do whoever chose a song gets into the spirit. So I suppose that's me, Rachel. The spirit of Jump, Then Fall is, as I previously mentioned, Taylor Swift is in control in this song. I feel like she's in control because she's trying to convince this guy that she likes to just let it all go and trust her. And she's singing very confidently that she's really, really likes this guy. And perhaps she's trying to convince him to like her. But, you know, I think the feelings are kind of reciprocal, but she's just telling him, like, just go for it. You know, don't hold back, jump, then fall. And that's sort of the main message. But later on in the bridge, jump then fall changes in that she'll catch him when he falls, as if like when he falls from grace or when he has a problem, when that kind of fall, she'll be there to catch him. So she's telling him to jump, like, go for it. But then she's also saying, as you're jumping and you're falling, she'll be there to catch you. That's the spirit, right?
That's it. I literally wrote, let's do the damn thing. Like, that's just kind of like what it feels like. But I didn't think about the confidence. But like, you're right. This is just, I said it's like another early almost relationship. Like, we get a lot of these songs. But this one is a little different. And I hadn't put that together. But in other songs, she does have a little bit of waffling, like, oh no, I'm doing this again, or like, what if he doesn't, like, what if, kind of. There's always a slight layer of what if, or like, I shouldn't be doing this. There is none of that. That you're right. Like, this is just all like, hey, I'm all in. You should be too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's cute. It's ultimately just a cute song.
Yes, yeah. And it's nice to have a cute song sometimes, right?
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
musical mixology, Rachel. Being that this is off of Fearless, and you know, she originally wrote this song, I always forget, she must have been like 18, right? If this was off of Fearless, this was when she was very country, and so we've got the banjo. When you listen to the beginning of the song, when you hit play, it's very bouncy of a banjo. And
I literally wrote bouncy. That was the only word I have under
bouncy.
Music.
It's bouncy. Yeah, it's very bouncy.
I don't even know what that means, but it's just kind of like you're bouncing around, ready to jump and then fall.
Yeah, well, we're both bouncing in our seats as we're talking about it.
I really am. Like, how can you not?
It's bouncy, but it's a banjo, and you know, we love a banjo. We love a Taylor Swift banjo moment, and that's like the most instrumentation you hear. There's probably like a little bit of fiddle in there and some drums. But I guess other things I want to mention musically is in the second verse, the way that she kind of crams in all of those lyrics and the way that she sings it, she has to pick up the pace because there's literally, I think, more lines in the second verse than in the first verse. And so she just has to sing them a lot faster. And so the syncopation and the beat kind of picks up. I think the second verse is my favorite part of the song. Even leading into the second verse after the chorus ends, she goes, yeah. That was not a good way to...
Yeah.
Yeah. How does she do it? Yeah.
Hey.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Good thing she didn't ask me to be her backup vocalist on the Eras tour, right? But
you're a little bit like the seagull. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really good at those. Those like random animal noises, apparently. Anyways, it's just a really fun, upbeat, bouncy song. It's got a great pace too. Especially like again with that second verse, it just like goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. It's nice, and I think, like I said earlier, the reason I love the song so much is because of all of those reasons. It's fun, it's bouncy, it's easy to sing along to. And maybe that's one of the reasons I love the album as a whole, the album Fearless as a whole, because there are so many tracks like this. And even there are tracks that are really upbeat, but singing about kind of in-depth stuff. We don't necessarily go too in-depth in this song. It is a little bit like Hey Steven in that regards, but it's just fun, right? It's a blast.
It's a fun one. Yeah, we got it.
Do you have any notes on the music?
A bit of fun. No, bouncy. That was my note. That's all you're getting from
me. It's a bouncy house.
It's bouncy. It's a little bouncy house. All right, then it's a good time to transition because I have no other words. Better find some more words into the lyrical Taylor with a twist. I'm not sure if we get any twists, classic Taylor twists in this song.
Well, I kind of gave a spoiler. There's a tiny bit of a twist, which I'll bring up when we get to it. I already talked about it. But you know what we haven't done in a while, Rachel, is discuss which kind of pen. How do I phrase that? What style pen, what category... lyrically, Taylor puts us in regarding the three pen categories.
Right. Whether it's like glitter gel pen, which is just kind of like a bubbly fun song, or if it's a fountain pen, which is just more of like a storytelling song, or if it's more even more like layers of poetry and connection into like lyrical connections, and that's with the quill pen. This feels like a glitter gel pen.
I guess it does. I guess it does.
I don't even get the feeling like that this is
personal
a relationship. Like there's personal. Yeah. And I think that's because there's not a lot of like classic Taylor like specific. I hate that.
Oh,
word.
I love that
specificity.
Word.
Specificity. Specificity.
You got it. You
I got specificity.
Can do it.
Is that the one?
That one. Specificity.
Yes, that's the one. I think that's kind of why I just like roll through it. But this was an era, I think, when she was imagining more what it could be.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. I mean, she was really daydreaming a lot during this era. And
living in her head. I think you said that in another song. Like, this is a moment where she might have sort of been living in her head of, like, what it's like to...
I think...
Another way to convince someone to start a relationship.
Well, the song Fearless, I think, had a lot of those themes where she was imagining a first date, like her perfect first date. But it was all sort of imaginative because she hadn't quite had anything like that. And... That's what we get in the Zero Lady Taylor songs. That's why it's fun.
And maybe that this song is like, okay, but what if, like playing around with what if I was confident, right? And like, this is so great because I feel like she's absolutely writing what teenagers want to hear. Like, what if I'm a little bit hesitant or what if I'm confident? Because we're all like trying to play out, like you're trying on different things when you're that age. And like trying to decide like, how could I be? And what would it look like? And it's a safe place to do it through music. So
yeah. And I just want to say that this is a self-written song. This was written by Taylor Swift, and only Taylor Swift. So kudos, Taylor, to that. So let's start with the very first line in this song, which is, it's just so bouncy, right? I like the way you sound in the morning. Stop.
I like the way you sound in the morning.
Okay.
The only thing I'm going
to
say...
Do I have to stop shrugging my shoulders?
You don't have to stop moving. You don't have to stop bouncing.
Okay, I'm going
to
keep moving.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to stop because we have to keep in mind she was very young. I mean, she was like 17, 18 when she wrote this. And had she wrote this song now or a decade after, when she would sing, "I like the way you sound in the morning," you could picture her like waking up next to him and that being this, what she hears in the morning is his actual voice next to her. But with this next line, we are reminded how young she is. She's not waking up next to a guy at this age.
Right.
That I know of. The next line is, "We're on the phone. And without a warning, I realize your laugh is the best sound I have ever heard." So that's when I'm made aware she likes the way he sounds in the morning on the phone. Yeah, she's young. They're calling each other. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, they might not necessarily be spending nights together, but they call each other maybe first thing in the morning.
Do teenagers call each other anymore? I mean, I guess they might. FaceTime. Like, do they, like...
I don't know, Rachel. You're probably about to find out if teenagers call each other still. I think they do to an extent, because no matter how convenient texting becomes, nothing can really compare to hearing someone's voice, especially if you have strong feelings for that person. Yeah. You know, you want to hear the voice. That's what Taylor's singing here. I like the way you
sound.
She's
like, I like the sound of your voice.
And I think we always will be drawn to the way somebody is sound if we're, you know, attracted to them or we're drawn to them. So,
And, I mean, it also beats, like, morning breath. Like, you're not going to get the morning breath. You're just, all you get is the sweet sound.
Gross. That reminds me of Mean Girls when, they're all at Regina George's house, and they're staring in the mirror.
My hairline is so weird. My pores are huge.
My nail beds suck.
I have really bad breath in the morning.
Ew.
Love that. But I digress.
Why does Mean Girls always make an appearance on this
It never
podcast?
Fails. And then I also want to just bring up, she says, "I realize your laugh is the best sound I have ever heard," which is implying that this is new for Taylor. Like, she is falling for him. Later, she sort of like takes the reins, but at this point, it's sort of implied that this relationship is new. What she's imagining, if this is an imagination scenario,
right,
that it's new, because she's now realizing that his laugh isn't the best sound she's ever heard.
Yeah.
Moving on. "I like the way I can't keep my focus. I watched you talk and you didn't notice.
I hear the words, but all I can think is we should be together.
I really wish I was sitting on one of those, like, big balls. Those, like,
like a bouncy
house while we're
Yeah, that would be fun. We should get those. Maybe if we get enough positive reviews on our Apple podcasts, we can afford some exercise balls.
No pressure. So this one made me realize, like, I wonder if they're not talking on their phone, they're actually using FaceTime, because she says, "I watch you talk."
Yeah.
And
well,
we didn't notice.
It can't be FaceTime because that didn't exist when this song came out.
It didn't?
No.
In 2000... 8, we didn't have FaceTime? Oh my god.
I guess we had like Skype. But I don't think
Nobody FaceTimed from their phones.
That didn't happen until the iPhone came out, which was, well, I guess the iPhone was out. I don't think she's necessarily FaceTiming him, but I guess we don't know. But you're right. I watch you I feel like now we're just in a different scenario.
This is later and they're together.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
"I watch you talk."
Okay.
"You didn't notice." Did he not notice that she was watching him talk? Like, or did he not notice her?
Yeah, I get, like, she's distracted and he's telling her a story and she's just like staring at him like, "We should be together." Like, it's like she's distracted and like thinking of something else.
So he is
really
talking to her.
Because she hears the words, but she's not, all she can think is,
we should be together. So they're not together right now, I guess.
Yeah.
But getting into the chorus, the pre-chorus here.
Every time you smile, I smile, and every time you shine, I shine for you.
Every time you smile, I smile. And every time you shine, I'll shine for
Moon
you.
Shine for you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's cute, right? What a sweet thing for her to say.
It is, and it, but it also makes me realize, like, it's an example of how she supports the people she loves. Like,
yeah.
When she is in, she's all in. Like, I love everything about you. I love your football. I love your music. I love, like, your silly movies that no one's ever seen. Like, I will skip award shows to be with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I prioritize you. I will come to your 21st birthday, even though you're way older than I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all in.
She's all in. And, you know, every time you shine, I'll shine for you.
For you.
Kind of like, maybe she doesn't want to shine, but for you, she will, which is nice. Mm-hmm. That's a very, that's why I feel like she's confident. And then let's get into the chorus where we even get more of that. Whoa, I'm feeling you, baby. Don't be afraid to jump, then fall. Jump, then fall into me.
Jump, then fall into me.
So, like, she's just telling him, like, don't be afraid to do this. Jump and fall into me. Like, I'm here. What you should be doing is jumping and then falling into me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid.
This is the first time I wrote down Gold Rush. Like, this is in my analysis. There's another time that comes up later. Like, because she makes falling sound so beautiful. Like, this, like.
Yeah.
Falling, jumping and falling sounds terrifying to me. It sounds like your bones are going to crush. It's like,
oh yeah, because what is she saying in Gold Rush? I don't like flying, that falling feels like
falling flying, feels like till, flying the, till the bone
or
crush.
Or flying feels like falling to the bone crush.
No, falling feels like falling flying. Feels like,
oh, that's what it is.
Falling right. Feels she like doesn't... flying till the bone crush.
I don't like to fall. It feels like flying till the bone crush.
So that's like... Mm-hmm. Right here, falling is just flying. Like, she's like, just jump, fall. Yeah. And partially because later she'll say, I'll catch you. But, like, I just think it's interesting how she's able to flip the switch on something that's scary.
Yeah, true. And she plays on the concept of falling in love with the word fall, too.
Absolutely.
You know, we can picture jump, like, fly, which is scary, and fall into her where she'll catch you, but fall into love, like,
yes,
fall for me, you know, is
jump is like
that,
go for it, fall is like just be in love, like just just be all the way in love. Yeah.
And this is now where we get a lot of that confidence. Baby, I'm never gonna leave you.
Yeah.
Say that you want to be with me too. So she's, like, starting this relationship. She's the one that has the most confidence. She knows she's never going to leave him. I don't know who this song is about, if it's about someone in particular, but spoiler alert, she leaves you. She doesn't stay.
She doesn't stay.
But the sentiment is genuine when she feels that way. Baby, I'm never going to leave you. Say that you want to be with me too. And this is such a fun line. Because I must stay through it all.
I really like that. I mean, I immediately was like, I'm going to let you finish.
Because I must stay through it all, so jump, then fall.
But I also was thinking, don't read the last page, but I stay. Is kind of like what this is implying. Like, staying matters to her. And This is just another example of, like, loyalty and being there for someone. Like, that's so huge for her.
Rachel, I love it when we can take the song that we're currently discussing and somehow tie it to last week's song as well.
Right.
Even if it's a totally different era, genre, theme. But we tend to do that,
we
don't
do. We do. They just, like, all blend. And they all blend together, which is beautiful.
And it's somewhat immature isn't the right word, maybe juvenile to say Ima stay through it all. I can't picture she would say Ima in folklore. I don't foresee that.
Yeah.
But here when she's so young and teenagerish, that's a fun way to you know, shorten I'm going to stay through it all. Mm-hmm. I'ma stay through it all. And it's just part of that really fun
bouncy
beat, right?
Yes.
Because I'm a state through it all, so jump, then fall. And then we get that like banjo bounce again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then what does she do before the second verse comes in? How does it go?
Oh, well, I don't remember.
I'm going to play that clip right here.
Side by side.
See how it compares to our... Ooh! Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo. That was actually probably the closest one yet.
Yeah! That one?
No, you sound like Furbies.
All right.
Again, second verse. This is where things really pick up. And is this your other...
It is, yes. Rachel? Well, right, I like the way your hair falls in your face. Hello, Gold Rush. Like, this is such, and we probably referenced this song when we did Gold Rush.
Maybe, we might have.
I know we've referenced this song before, because I remembered there have been songs referenced from Fearless that like, I didn't know very well, and I had to go back and read the lyrics. But I think this was it. But that's like, she talks about hair so much. Like, guys' hair. And I think this was because it was like the late aughts, you know, when it's like that.
Guys had long hair.
Yeah, they didn't have...
Like,
what do they have now? Mullets? I don't know what they have.
They kind of do have mullets, don't they? When I was in 2008, my fellow male peers and myself, we had, like, swoopy bangs.
Yes, it's the swoopy bang that I was thinking of.
And it fell in our face.
Face, yeah.
This was back when I had hair. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
How the turntables.
Tables. A great line.
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
Okay, back to Taylor Swift. This next line, I don't get. What? Why? You got the keys to me? This has nothing to do. She's. I'm sorry, Taylor. You do great writing. But this one is just weird. Because she's talking. The first thing she says is, I like the way your hair falls in your face. The next thing she's about to say is, I love each freckle on your face. Okay, so she's like admiring your face. First of all, she rhymed face with face. Why?
Yeah, I'm not your greatest note, Taylor.
Okay, that's annoying. But, and you got the keys to me? Like, what does that have to do with his face?
It doesn't. It's got nothing to do with, I think she just wanted to put that in there.
Okay, fine.
You know, keys to her heart, or like he knows how to unlock her in ways that others don't.
With the freckles on his face? I don't know.
I guess she was quoted, you know, outside of the song saying how much she likes freckles on guys. She thinks that's really cute.
Which, yeah.
Okay. You know.
I think that's sweet. I do like the freckles. I love a detail. This is a nice little detail.
It is a good detail. I love each freckle on your face, which is like, wow, she's maybe even counted them at one point.
But like maybe a future Taylor would have said like, I don't know, the keys to me is each freckle on your face or something. Like, she would have, I think, connected the lines. It's literally
a future
just
Taylor would.
A random line in the middle of us.
I don't think a future Taylor would even use face twice to rhyme with each other.
No, she would not rhyme face with face. I don't think.
But let's move on.
I've never been so wrapped up in honey and...
Not in honey. She's not physically wrapped up in honey.
She is not Winnie the Pooh, okay?
I've never been so wrapped up, comma.
Honey, which my comment here was like, oh, really? You've never been wrapped up, Taylor Swift?
Well, not quite, Rachel, at this point. I mean...
Every song she sings, she's like, I've never been so in love before. Like, every song. It's like, it's the first time. Like, that's just like the era. Like, Fearless was just like, I'm just caught up in so
much.
That's
kind of what I was going to say is like, these songs don't necessarily have to be put in a chronological order. I think they all kind of happen around the same time when she's like often going through these feelings of being wrapped up or falling hard or feeling like she's being wronged. You know, it all is, it's an era, Kurt, right?
Okay. And I'm also era. Probably think of like other songs that are like in future eras where she's caught up. And so in general, she gets caught up. That's her thing.
This is where like she's really like quick and confusing with the beat, the way she spits out these lyrics here. I like the way you're everything I ever wanted. I had time to think it all over.
I had time to think it all over, and all I can say is come closer.
I had time to think it over, and all I can say is come closer. So she's put some thought into this, mm-hmm. I think. And the only thing she's left to say is, come here, baby. Come here. Come closer. Take a deep breath and jump, then fall into me. Just do it. He seems scared. I feel like she's assuming that this guy is a little scared.
Yeah. And I'm just going to reaffirm, I like that perspective. Like you said, this is kind of nice.
That's why I like that we are getting this perspective again, and we don't get this perspective very often from Taylor. She's the one talking about how she's jumping and falling.
Mm-hmm. But we get a lot of anxiety, but not in this one. Yeah.
No.
It's great. Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her. Because every time you smile, I smile, and every time you shine.
Moonshine, I moonshine for you.
Moonshine for you. Drink. Whoa, we get another chorus. It's still just as bouncy as ever.
Yep, baby. Yep, we're still bouncing. We're still bouncing.
Jump, then fall into me.
Then the lemon drops. Oh, but the bottom's gonna lemon drop out from under our feet. Was that the name of your cocktail?
No, it's just
lemon drop. No, it wasn't, but it maybe should have been the bottom's gonna lemon
drop. Oh, because she does say the word drop, doesn't
right?
she?
Yeah, that's what we're going. So we're going into our bridge. I didn't either.
Okay, bridge time.
Bridge time. We always like to label if this is a banging bridge or not. I enjoy this bridge.
Yeah.
I saw someone comment on this bridge as when they sing it, when they hear the lyrics, it sounds like their talking to their inner child. And weird. That's a super interesting perspective, but you know how much I love like just taking a totally different shift to a song, especially a love song. And it's really, I really kind of liked it. So as we go through, that's just something a little something to think about. And it's also, okay, well, let's read all the words. So the bottom's going to drop out from under our feet. I'll catch you. So she's like repeating it like, and you know, we say like she repeats words when she's like kind of like trying to assert herself. But like this is like kind of making the other person like, it's okay. I'll catch you. I promise it's okay. Like
what's interesting is that she says the bottom's going to drop out from under
our feet.
So how is she going to catch him if she's also falling? Is that it's not maybe literal, of course, right? But they're falling together. So how does she
catch going
him?
First? She'll break his fall.
Maybe she's a little more heavy set than he is, and so she's gonna like sink to the floor faster.
Her bones will crush, but he'll be fine.
Maybe. But I'll catch you. When people say things that bring you to your knees, I'll catch you. So this is now when she's like, you know, using the term of falling like as something bad that might happen to him if bad things happen to him. If people say things that bring you to your knees, she'll be there. I'll catch you.
Yeah. The time is going to come when you're so mad you could cry, but I'll hold you through the night until you smile. Okay. Again, this whole section, like, I mean, going back to like singing to your inner child, but I also started to realize like this sounds like she's singing what she is going to need for herself. It's like she, you know how they say like we love the way we want to be loved? And she's going to need And we know this, like, later on, like,
yeah,
the bottom will drop out for her. People will say things to bring her to her knees. She is going to be so mad she could cry and does cry, you know?
And she's going to need somebody to hold her through the night until she smiles again.
Yes. And yeah, she's totally saying a different shift to someone else, but, like, it's what she wants for herself too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really important.
Yeah, I really liked how you said she loves how she wants to be loved.
Yeah.
Because we know that that is what helps her, is feeling loved and supported and held during those rough times.
Right.
And that's what she'll do to him, to quote unquote you. What do we think his name is?
Steve?
Well, we've got Hey Steven.
Oh, that's probably why I was thinking that. No, it can't be Steven.
It can't be Al.
It's not Al from El City. It's Lance.
Lance. I don't love that, but I don't have a better name for him. Lance. Okay. You know, it kind of works because a lance in medieval times was that like a javelin almost, wasn't it? Where you throw it. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. But nobody should be catching a lance with your bare hands, because I think it has a spear on it. What is a lance? Hang on. I know this is
irrelevant. Talk about your all-time
A lance is a long wooden shaft with a sharp metal point. So yeah. I mean, same thing. Lance kind of works, because lance is going to be soaring through the air.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you clarified this. Like, this song was needing not only the name for the person, but also, like, it connected to medieval times. This is excellent. Yeah. So anyway, we are back to the song, and she's back into a chorus. Don't be afraid. Please jump, then fall. I thought that was an interesting little twist. Whoa, I need you, baby.
That's a twist. Oh, I didn't mention my twist.
Oh, yeah. What was your twist?
Well, I kind of did. That I wanted to specify what I consider to be the twist, which is when he falls, as in he's having troubles, rather than falling in love. That's the twist.
Yeah, okay.
She uses fall in two different ways. We talked about it. I just didn't acknowledge
it. You're right. It is a little bit of a twist, like a different use of the word. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't be afraid. Yeah. Please jump then fall. I guess she hasn't said please yet.
Well, it's a bit of a beg. It's like please, like, sure. come on, don't leave me like this. A little bit, just like a little bit.
Mm. Totally different energy, but.
Totally different energy. I know. But maybe shifting a little bit into that. Like, she can't quite. A little bit like desperation. I don't like that word. That's such a terrible word. I need a better word for it. But, like, it's a little bit like, please.
Hopeful? Or you're like longing?
All right. Well, this is why she writes the songs and not us.
This is why. That's correct.
All right. So that brings us to the end of the song. We're just bouncing Rachel. All the way out.
She does end the song with, yeah. Into me, into me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, these eras get a lot of like yeahs and
there's a lot of yeahs. Not a lot of jazz, but a lot of yeahs.
Yeah.
All
right, well, Sam, it seems the bottom of this episode is about to drop out, but don't worry, I'll catch you. Because I have had time to think it over, and I think we need to come closer to an album we haven't done for a bit. So this is the time when I'm going to tell us.
Yeah.
Yes. Like we're going to come closer to an album.
I have a feeling I know which album you're thinking of, Rachel, because there's an album we haven't touched in moons, many moonshines.
Many moonshines. Well, I don't know. Maybe we're not as. Maybe I'm not going the same direction.
Maybe not. Let's find out, Rich.
let's find out. Would you, first of all, I'm looking outside. Okay, let me just say this. First, will you meet me at Midnight's?
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. I will. I will indeed.
So we're going into Midnight's, all right? To me, it's been a while. Maybe it hasn't been as long for you.
It's been a while.
But I'm needing to manifest something. And okay. I'm looking outside, and it's dry and green. I need some snow on my beach.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And yeah. I chose the song because it feels very atmospheric for winter.
It really doesn't it?
But it also
I can hear it now.
It's a song about falling and falling quickly. And it's an interesting kind of pairing with.
It is an interesting pairing. I have a feeling we're going to tie it into this song
when we
break it down. Do we need to specify if it's featuring more Lana Del Rey or not?
I feel like not. I think they're not different enough that we have to do two separate.
Well, I could not disagree with you more, but let's save those
thoughts. Oh, that sounds like an excellent conversation for the pod.
Absolutely. Good choice. I'm excited for that one, Rachel. Swiggies, every time you shine, we shine. So won't you shine a light onto our podcast so more listeners can jump then fall into us? As I mentioned earlier, please be sure to follow our podcast at Swift and Swigs Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Please send us an email at swiftandswigspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow along to all of our show notes at swiftandswigspod.substack.com. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Please.
We're going to give you a shout out. You're going to be famous once we talk about you.
We're being polite like Taylor. Please. Jump and fall into a review.
That's all we're asking. It really helps our podcast grow, but ultimately we just kind of want to know what you guys think. So don't be afraid to reach out to us, please. And without further ado, I want to clink. Thank you, Rachel, for joining me on this fearless adventure today. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get into more fearless songs. I can't wait to get into more Midnight songs, etc. We're in season 2. We're having a blast. We're just getting started, people.
Just getting started. Clink, clink.